This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I used to have an SUV. I liked it better than the minivan. I think what happened is we did the minivan when the kids were younger, and it was really easy with the minivan. I called it the mommy mobile. And because you didn't have to bend and put them in a sedan and hurt your back, you could just be at, you know, waist or arm level and throw them in and buckle them up and then slide the door. But for some reason, the SUVs looked sexier and sleeker. So then we moved to SUVs when the kids were a little older. And it was nice until gas prices went up and it was a little uncomfortable to keep them gassed up. I was also worried a little bit about the safety ratings. Now, we're being told that most small SUVs are failing insurance industry's revamped frontal crash tests. Now, that doesn't mean they're less safe. They say they're just as safe as they were before, but there's a problem with how they are. There's a problem with their testing capabilities. So, they flunked the latest frontal crash test. They say the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety updated the test so it places more emphasis on keeping backseat passengers safe, which I agree with. Only the Ford Escape and the Volvo XC40 got the top, quote, good rating in this year's testing released Tuesday. The Toyota RAV4 was rated acceptable. Audi's Q3, Nissan Rogue, Subaru Forester were quote-unquote marginal. Who rated poorly? According to CBS News, the Buick Encore, the Chevrolet Equinox, the Honda CR-V, HR-V, the Hyundai Tucson, Jeep Compass, Jeep Renegade, Mazda CX-5, Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. They got the bottom rating of poor during the crash test, and these are frontal crash tests. They say IIHS President Dave Harkey said the test is being changed because vehicle structures, airbags, and seat belts have made the SUV safer for front seat passengers than those in the back. The risk of fatal injury is 46% higher for rear seat passengers than drivers who are sitting in the front. They said before we were just focused on how well the driver was protected. It's not that the vehicle has become any less safe. So does that make sense? So, you know, a lot of improvements were more driver or, you know, a front seat passenger, but we got our kids in the back. We got to make sure that's safe, too, or anybody else who's sitting in the back. So the Institute has a history of changing its widely watched tests in an effort to get automakers to make safety improvements. Safety belts restrain backseat passengers, but people can still get head and neck injuries. And they say the belts are relatively low-tech and simply tighten up in a crash. Newer belts have sensors that determine a crash is imminent, and they pull a passenger into the proper seating position before the crash, slowing the passenger's speed with the vehicle. After impact, they loosen a bit to prevent belts from rising off the pelvis and into the abdomen, where they could cause severe internal injuries. I got to tell you, the engineering behind this is amazing. You know, me having been an ER doc in the 90s, seeing car accidents and the belt injuries, you know, it's like, okay, wait a second here. You know, this belt, you know, could have caused more. You have to wear a seatbelt. I know a friend of mine was in a car crash, ejected, and said that if he had stayed in the car with the seatbelt, he would have been decapitated when it rolled. So thank God he was ejected. And that was at a time when seatbelts weren't mandatory. still on the whole, despite the one-offs, seatbelts save lives. But they can cause injuries in and of themselves, so they have to be engineered, and they always have to be kind of updated to go, well, how could we do this better? By the way, do you notice if a car manufacturer brings something up saying, you know what, how can we make the seatbelt better? Nobody says it's misinformation. Yeah, when we try to talk about how we can fight COVID better, it's misinformation. So the Institute used a crash dummy that represents a small woman or a 12-year-old child to test the injuries to rear seat passengers. They said the dummy does a good job of showing risks to passengers of all sizes. When they had a moderate, when the IIHS introduced the moderate overlap front crash in 1995, most vehicles were poor or marginal. Automakers then responded with stronger structures and airbags to make front seat riders safe. All 15 small SUV models then got good ratings as a result. But what about the back seat? In the original moderate overlap test, a vehicle travels at 40 miles an hour towards an aluminum barrier. 40% of the vehicle's width hits the barrier on the driver's side. Some of the SUVs tested have more sophisticated rear safety belts, but the timing has to be worked out to function better in the milliseconds before and after a crash. So small SUVs are popular. They're probably one of the most popular vehicles sold. So far this year, compact and subcompact SUVs combined account for 23.4% of all new vehicle sales. Yeah, what's nice about those is you get the SUV look, but you don't have as bad a gas mileage because it's smaller. You know, a lot of these SUVs, like the Suburbans, I mean, they're nice, but they're big, and they're too big. You don't need all that car. And you have a lot of individuals going, look, I just need less car. Now, I like the idea of driving a tank sort of thing, so if we are in an accident, we survive it. I get really, really nervous about these compacts, but they are doing better from a safety standpoint. But, yeah, I am very concerned because I've taken care of patients who were backseat. And it blows my mind that when I was, you know, a baby, I was crawling around, you know, in the car. That's just how it was. You just had your kid crawl. You know, I think eventually they're going to, with animals, have restraints. Because you aren't supposed to have your animal walk around and, you know, jump up and down. And I see it all the time. You know, and, you know, then the dog sticks her head out the window, and then, you know. So I'm glad they're working on it, but they got definitely some room to go. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the one thing we have seen in the last few years is a vilification of pharmaceutical companies. Even before the whole COVID pandemic, Bernie Sanders and a bunch of people said, you can't trust the pharmaceutical companies. Big pharma, they're pushing this, they're lobbying, all that. And then all of a sudden, the COVID vaccines came out, and it was, don't even question it, right? You know, hooray for Pfizer, Moderna, Sanofi, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and all the makers. And I am grateful. I've always been grateful to the pharmaceutical companies. But with the opioid pandemic, these pharmaceutical companies are continually being sued. Continually having to pay out settlements. I don't know if it solves all the settlements in one state or if it solves it nationwide, but you keep hearing in the news that these pharmaceutical companies have to pay out millions upon millions of dollars because they quote-unquote misled the public when it came to the opioids. So Governor Ron DeSantis is now bringing up the question, you know, pharmaceutical companies have a track of misleading when it comes to opioids. Did the COVID vaccine manufacturers, pharmaceutical companies, mislead the public with the COVID vaccine? So he has asked a grand jury to launch a probe into looking at if the public was swayed or improperly educated on the vaccines. Now, you guys know how I feel. I got the vaccine, and I am very grateful we have the vaccines, and I think the vaccines help. I also think they work. But I also believe that some people get some very serious side effects. And we have seen, looking at the CDC data, deaths from the vaccine. In fact, there were two headlines that came out today with the vaccine. One is, they said the vaccine saved over 3 million lives in America. That 3 million people would have died if they hadn't gotten the COVID vaccine. I believe it. But we have another headline that says that the COVID vaccine could affect somebody's heart variability. And I know that too because we've had people that have dropped, fainted, had cardiac arrhythmias after their COVID vaccine. So I don't know if it's necessarily the mRNA as much as it could be some of the substrate in there, like the potassium iodide or whatever that's in there that could be affecting some people's heart rate. So we have a vaccine that works and has side effects. Shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't be earth-shattering news until we had the concept of mandating it. Until our servicemen and women were getting canned and discharged from the military because they didn't take it. Because our first responders who busted their ass throughout the COVID pandemic when it was really, really bad and obviously lived through it and was exposed and had some sort of antibodies were fired if they didn't get the vaccine. That's where it took a bad turn. I support the vaccine. I think it works. But you just can't mandate it, especially when there's side effects. And a question keeps coming up. Yeah, but, you know, we're not supposed to sue the pharmaceutical companies because we, and I'm not saying we should sue them. I mean, pharmaceutical companies, I mean, won't make any drugs. Look at what's going to happen with the pain medicine market. After all these lawsuits, even though, by the way, opioid deaths are rising, despite all the changes we're doing with prescribing over the last few years, you know, because of drugs coming across the border and cartel and fentanyl and stuff coming from China, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, I think, and the pharmacies are being overly targeted and improperly targeted. But what if there were side effects, there were concerning things that could have made the CDC or the Biden administration think differently about mandating it? Because if somebody was forced to get the vaccine to save their job and feed their family, nobody tied you down to give it to you, but, you know, if you wanted to work in the healthcare industry, you had to get it. And if somebody did have a side effect, they can't sue. They can't go after anybody. So Governor DeSantis is now asking, he's joining the state Supreme Court to launch a grand jury investigation into the vaccines, how they were used in Florida, and any long-term harms that could have come as a result. Dr. Joe Lodapo, the state surgeon general, had discussed, I'm having computer issues now, blacked out. There was something he had done, and, I mean, he's been a critic. I think he was the one that didn't want kids getting the vaccine. And he said, look, if your child is healthy, based on the 0.01% mortality rate, I don't think we need to mandate it in kids. I don't think we need to include it in the shot. I don't have a direct quote from him, but he's the state surgeon general. So we have some decisions to make when it comes to the COVID vaccine and if we're going to add it into the children's pediatric vaccination schedule. There is a big push from the CDC to have it a part of it. CDC will not mandate it. The schools will consider if flu shot and COVID vaccines are recommended by the CDC, which they are, for kids, the school district can decide if they want to mandate it or not. And then parents could decide if they want to do it or pull their kids out of school. But this investigation is going to be very interesting to see if there were side effects that might not have been overtly discussed. My patients in Alabama and Mississippi who are black, who declined getting the COVID vaccine, didn't do it because they were Trumpers, like the media wanted to make people believe. They did it because they were like, the tests don't adequately represent us. You only had 7.9% black participants in the study. That's not enough. So now, even though that's been made public by the pharmaceutical companies, and I am a fan of Pfizer, I am a fan of Moderna, I love a lot of the medications they have that are very life-saving out there. If the government didn't utilize some of the data, or the data wasn't made, wasn't known, then that is something that should hopefully deter any future mandates. Because we have to have the full story before you tell the public, especially from an executive branch platform, that they need to get the shot and that businesses could get in trouble if they don't mandate. Weren't hospitals denied federal funds if they didn't have their staff vaccinated? We've never seen such a thing. I mean, maybe there was something back in 1905 where somebody did not want the smallpox vaccine and then they had to pay a fine. You know, vaccines have been mandated before, but we've never seen something on this scale where your first responders, your military, your healthcare workers were fired, let go when we didn't have enough staff. In fact, as a result, the CDC had to turn around and say, you know what, even if you're sick with COVID, come back to the hospital and work. Okay, that's a cluster and a half. We should have never been asking sick people to come back, but we didn't have enough people. When you tell people, look, you're going to get fired for not taking a shot, they don't want the shot, you're going to have less staff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We know Ron DeSantis has butted heads with the CDC, and I think he's making his own sort of CDC branch within the state. I think he's calling it the Public Health Integrity Committee that would operate as a replacement to the CDC. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I do understand the logic of if pharmaceutical companies were made to be such a bad guy with opioids, then why isn't anybody considering a similar sort of marketing schemes that could have happened with the vaccines? Now, I disagree with what's happened to the pharmaceutical companies. I don't think that all these pharmaceutical companies should have had the brunt of the opioid epidemic placed on them. They might have played a role trying to say OxyContin wasn't addictive. I don't understand any doctor who would have believed that. By the way, once they finish suing the pharmacies, they're going to go after the doctors. Because they'll say, yeah, the doctors were duped. And that's exactly what the premise of these lawsuits are with the opioids, where the pharmaceutical companies duped the doctors. And then the pharmacists filled the prescriptions that these duped doctors, doctors don't get duped, okay? It's stupid. And we're duped to thinking that doctors could be duped. So, you know, but that legal premise that's already there, I forget the legal term for it, when you already have something established in law, precedence is set, that precedence could then be applied to COVID vaccines. Were people duped that there was a low side effect risk profile? Now somebody could say, well, 0.01% is low. They could. But was there a dupe? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I missed 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Islamic State Group has claimed responsibility for an attack at a Chinese hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, Monday afternoon. At last report, three have died and nearly two dozen injured, some of them jumping out of windows to escape the attack. Beijing on Tuesday advised their citizens in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. Weather is front and center this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further to the south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so for those of you who are business owners, I got some good news if you haven't taken advantage of it yet. There is more money you can get in the form of a tax refund. If you needed PPP money during the COVID pandemic to pay your staff, there are tax credits available and lots of money's worth for that. You just need to apply. And many of you are not aware of it. I wasn't aware. Somebody sent this to me and I was like, damn, really? All right, because I got to tell you, because the PPP, the Paycheck Protection loan, or the PPL that we got, was nice. It didn't cover, it covered 8 weeks of salary for your staff. It didn't cover all of rent. It didn't cover all the bills. And then because business was still hurt, because you had to only operate at a certain percentage and things like that, we were lucky because we never really had 100% occupancy. We always operated at 50%, so we were okay. But many companies still suffered longer than the 8 weeks, so that PPP money didn't necessarily cover them. So there's something called the Employee Retention Credit under the CARES Act. And this is a fully refundable tax credit for employers that are equal to 50% of qualified wages, including health plan expenses that eligible employers pay their employees. So this employee retention credit, I'm getting this from the IRS website, applies to qualified wages paid after March 12, 2010 and before January 1, 2021. The maximum amount of qualified wages taken into account with respect to each employee for all calendar quarters is $10,000. So your credit per employee could be $5,000. So if you are a small business owner and you had 10 employees that you kept on, yeah, you might not be able to get 50% of all the wages you gave them, but if at least that exceeded $10,000, you'll get at least $5,000. That's an extra $50,000. In terms of tax credit, who is eligible? So eligible employers are those that carry on or trade or business during the calendar year 2020, including tax-exempt organizations that were either fully or had to partially suspend operations during any calendar quarter due to orders from an appropriate governmental authority limiting commerce, travel, group meetings, etc., or if they experienced a significant decline in gross receipts during their calendar quarter. So there were a lot of medical professionals, like dentists, per se. And these dentists lost the ability to operate except for emergencies. Well, so you're keeping staff on just for emergency. That's expensive staff. And then when they were allowed to open, again, only under certain provisions. And so, yeah, people lost money. So this could be a really good amount of money. So they say, when is the operation of a trade or business partially suspended for the purposes of this? So I guess there are certain restrictions, but I want you to read this. This gets to be a little bit, you know, because they talk about what is a significant decline in gross receipts. They say in which your gross receipts are less than 50% of its gross receipts for the same calendar quarter back in 2019. The significant decline in gross receipts ends with the first calendar quarter that follows the first calendar quarter in which the employer 2020 quarterly gross receipts are greater than 80% of its gross receipts. Okay, you guys figure it out. But anyway, qualified wages, the qualified health plans, a lot of you guys that struggled and the PPP money didn't cover it, you can now possibly access this extra credit. And for taxes, and for those of us that are really getting spanked up one side of the butt and down the other for taxes, this could really, really help. So I think that the issue we have, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, because not everybody is a business owner, but the one thing I keep hearing and I keep seeing is, wait a second, we could have gotten that? We could have, there's assistance? There's, the government has printed tons of money to make this assistance available. This assistance is out there. Yet they don't advertise it. They don't let us know. How many people missed out on the PPP money? Because by the time they found out, it was too late. You need to be aware. Now, I don't necessarily get text alerts from the IRS. I don't particularly like getting text alerts from all these places. I do it for health. But, you know, but maybe what you need to do is, you know, either talk to your accountant or talk, and a lot of people's accountants didn't know about this either. But what you need to do is you need to be aware and you need to do your research, because apparently this has been around. It was even publicized about a month or two ago, and not a lot of people know it. Now, some of you might say, damn, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. We are spending too much. How much more relief are we going to give? Well, that CARES Act promised tons of money. And how I look at it is the money was already printed. The reason why we have inflation today, and there's a lot of factors, but a big part of it is the value of the dollar is dropped because they had to print all this money to flood the market with money. We should have never closed down businesses by law. We should have had that as a common sense thing. Look, guys, you know, if your customers are, you know, worried and they're not coming in, you might as well close down for a few days. By, supply and demand would have dictated that. You didn't have to necessarily close people down for months like they did. And so we already passed the CARES Act, so don't feel guilty about, if you qualify, using it. That's what it's there for. But we do have this trend of, okay, well, I can't be mad at the government if they keep giving us this money. They're not going to buy our acceptance of what happened during COVID. All right, just because you gave us money to not work, that might have helped with some people who got the extra $600 a week. But the majority of Americans did not like what happened. Now, there are a lot who did. They said, that was great. Tell the government to shut us down, and then we get free money. But for most of us, especially us employers, it sucked. And we never regained what we gained back again because we taught people to do without. There were restaurants who were fantastic. Some of these restaurants were some of the best restaurants, best chefs. And then they went under, not because they had a bad chef or a bad business model, but because once you have your routine customers not come in, they're not going to go back to that habit. Same thing with haircuts and salons. So many people found bootleg people that they're still getting their nails done and things done. I go to a salon because I don't want to do bootleg and get somebody in trouble. But many of these individuals, they're like, wait a second, I could pay somebody to come to my house so I don't have to go to a salon? That's great. I'll Uber my beauty regimen. And people do that. People will do your lashes at your house. They'll do your, I don't do that because I got cats and dogs and I don't want to get that messed up. And I love where I go. But we changed consumers' attitudes. We changed consumers' habits and activities. And so this extra money is nice. This credit, and if you guys need the website, it's the IRS Newsroom COVID-19 Related Employee Retention Credits. Just look up Employee Retention Credit, or ERC, and then you can look up on how to apply for it. And I don't think there's a termination date, I mean, I would do it sooner than later. But, you know, it's nice, and I'm glad they're doing it. And I'm glad they're rewarding those of us business owners that kept our staff working and kept our staff on a payroll. Although a lot of the staff didn't want it because if they got fired, they got to make the extra money. See, one thing that really put employers in a bind is if they didn't have 80% of their payroll back working or didn't offer the job, they couldn't get the money. Yet if people were making more money on unemployment, they didn't want to go back to work. So it was tricky. But anyway, check it out. This may be something that'll help your business. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. The midterm elections are finally over. No, this isn't a November replay. Here we are, what, 35 days after the election? The midterms are done. We have finally finished the election. I got to tell you, that was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Where we're at is Republicans have 222 seats in the House to Democrats 213. As Colorado's now Congressperson-elect Boebert has won by a slim majority. Apparently there was a Lauren Boebert had done a recount. and she clings onto her house seat. Oh, actually, I think she is an incumbent. She gets to hold onto her house seat by 546 votes. That was a 0.4% margin. After the recount, the Democratic challenger gained only four more votes. So Adam Frisch has lost. And this was in Colorado. And so this now makes the House a 222 to 213 lead. And, I mean, that's slim. That's only a wiggle room of nine representatives for the Republicans. But it is enough if they want to have checks and balances on some of Biden's spending and some of the agendas that Biden and the Senate has. The Senate is at a 51-49. So the Republicans did lose a seat. The Republicans lost Pennsylvania. So the Democrats held on in Arizona and Nevada. And so when they flipped Pennsylvania, it allowed that extra, because we were 50-50, you know, with Democrats, Republicans. Now we are 51-49. So it's over, finally. The election is over, I think. I mean, unless something else happens or there's another recount. I think, though, Carrie Lake, from the governor's standpoint, this is interesting. From there's a lot of questions going on in terms of Arizona. And I'm a little bit, like, I'm not really clear on what happened. I know that there was, what, 20 to 25% of the machines not working. And then we were told that her challenger was the one who was overseeing, voter fraud. So I'm not exactly, you know, sure what's going on. But Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit. We'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to go far. But what we did learn from the 2022 election is mail-in ballots was not any less dramatic. There are going to be, you know, again, subsequent reports of, wait a second, why are these ballots found? I mean, we found 2020 ballots in a Baltimore postal facility that were of one district. Not sure why they were just sitting there at the post office for 2 years after the election. Yeah, and that made headlines a couple months ago. I think that made headlines in August. So I am sure we're going to hear that mail-in ballots were found here, or some people's ballots weren't counted, or there was a truck that got pulled over that had a bunch of ballots. There were ballots in California that were found in a ravine, and people's votes didn't go in, and they were notified, and they had to go back and vote. So, some people say this problem is going to solve itself. Those who don't trust the mail-in ballots are going to, you know, they're going to go and mail in person. They're, you know, others who need the mail-in ballots are going to continue to use them. And eventually all the fraud, you know, will be sifted out, because all the tricks of the trade will be found. I don't know. I don't think so. I think the mail-in ballots are fantastic for those who are out of the country, serving their country in the military, or ill, and can't necessarily make it to the polling booth. And the mail-in ballots are fantastic in small numbers. But once the majority of a district, or a huge amount, right, comes in after the deadline of the election, and after the postmark or wherever, and they say, oh, no, they made it in the deadline, they made it by the deadline or whatever. And who knows, maybe this Baltimore facility, maybe those mail-in ballots were after the deadline. I don't know. But that's a problem if people are not making it to the deadline, or if they're, you know, so our mail-in ballot had holes in it. My family only got two mail-in ballots. Two of us didn't. When I went to vote in person, they said I was purged from the system. Why was I purged from the system? They said you asked for it. I did not. Wasn't me. Did somebody impersonate me? Can you look and see who did that? Oh, the system's down. And I'm like, if the system's down, how come all these people are voting? The system's down, you said. Sorry, we'll just give you a provisional ballot. You know, I mean, there's always something that just makes you go, hmm. And I think we really owe it to the American people to make sure that if we are going to conduct another election that we make sure we don't have such, you know, shenanigans happening. Nobody's ballot should be thrown in a ravine in Northern California. Nobody's ballot should be found in another facility. Nobody's ballot should be taken out of the ballot box after Election Day to get counted. And I do believe a lot of these videos. They're marked, they're time-stamped, they're verified by the people that are, you know, like, why aren't these ballots being counted? Why are they counted now? Why did you guys call it with all these ballots here? Sorry, we're just doing our job. We're just supposed to bring the ballots in. I mean, this stuff, it does cause a lot of people to question what's happening. And again, I don't, you know, you're in a nursing home and you want to vote. A mail-in ballot is fantastic for that. That's what the mail-in ballots are for. They're not for millions of voters that could go to the polls. I think there are a few things we can do if we're going to stick with mail-in ballots. And now that people are like, well, you know, because now the cat's out of the bag. So, you know, somebody could say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm too sick. I can't. Or I have COVID. I have COVID, so I have to quarantine, so I can't vote. So now, I mean, people who want to mail a ballot, they're going to mail a ballot. They're going to, you know, all they have to do is say they have COVID and they could do it from home. So that's not going away. But what might change is, look, they all have to be here by Election Day. You can't do your mail, you know, a mail-in ballot. Now, it's per state. States could decide. Some states, which is why with California, it took so long. California took forever to get the results. And it's because as long as it was postmarked. Well, if it took a week or two to get to where they needed, where it needed to, then they couldn't call the election yet. Until it was, you know, and so maybe that's what you do. With mail-in ballots, I think there could be also better tech in terms of maybe fingerprinting. Who knows, maybe retinal scan. And then the computer flags, if we had double or triple. The problem with computer flagging is whoever is getting the flag, are they going to act on it or not? But I like the idea of, I mean, look at how many times we get blocked out, say, no, you already voted for that radio show question, so now you can't do it again. And they have that, some of these other softwares know how to stop you from doing something twice. So why don't we have that technology with voting? So it'll be interesting to see. I'm a little nervous about voting by computer. Some of you have mentioned, why don't they just vote by computer and use IP address and all that? Because somebody could hack it. You could have somebody in China that could then, you know, hack and control. I don't trust that. The safest way to do it was to go to the polls. But I get why some people don't want to go to the polls with crime, with weather. So we got a problem. But the election is over. I'm proud and happy to finally be able to report that. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.